Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh my gosh, so very sexy people. Oh my goodness golly, you know, things are just blowing open. It's such an exciting time. Allow it, will you? Just allow it. Allow all your good to come in. Allow your peace to come in. Allow your knowing to be who you are. As usual, as soon as we create a webinar, information comes in around it to expand it, to expand our understanding and knowing of it. And that's the way the world works, too. That's the way your creation works. Create the intention. Say, I'm going to do this. I have a plan. I'm committed to this. I'm open to knowing all the truth about this, and come on in, universe, help me create this now. That webinar is going to be on November 4th, Money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive. Of course, we're honoring Thanksgiving, and this, according to the channel, was the best way I could bring that into you, what Thanksgiving has to do with creation, with money, and receiving and giving. So, that being said, I got a very interesting email this morning from one of our community. They will know that this is the answer to a lot of their email that they emailed me in, but it's for everyone because I asked, what information do I bring in? And I did a private session a week ago or so, a few days ago. And all of it was around the clarity of money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive. So this is the first thing the channel wants you to know. Money doesn't come to you because you're nice. Let me say that again. Money does not come to you and is not created by you because you're nice. So we're under that old conflicting teaching passed down to us for eons through religion and society that if you're a nice person, if you're a good person, then God will bestow upon you all the riches of your heart. That ain't the way it works. Because also, many of us have in there that old belief, oh, well, I need to be humble and not ask for more than I need, and a myriad of thousands of other beliefs that are conflicting with each other. So they want you to understand clearly, being nice doesn't have anything to do with making money, which is why a lot of people started creating money as the root of all evil, because a lot of not nice people had it. Although a lot of nice people had it also. So that can't be the core reason. But if you think that you have to be nice in order to make money, and you're nice and you don't make money, you're going to resent all the people that you think aren't nice that are making money. And what does that do? That holds it away from you. You create money and everything it buys by loving money. Okay, so pick up your mouths and close them there. You cannot create anything, excuse me, without loving it and being in harmony with it. So if any of you are questioning, why don't I, why can't I, go to your beliefs and your feelings about how much you love everything that you're trying to create. And if it's Well, I do love it. I do love that house that I see that I want. But those jerks over there have it. That's going to hold it away from you, because resenting them is resenting also the money that created the house that they have that you want. So you create money and everything it buys by loving it, by being in harmony with it, by not resenting others who have it. The best way for me to work more as an actress is to love and appreciate all the actors that are working and receiving awards. Not, you know, darn it, why isn't it me? I should be up there. I should be, right? No, that's not going to do it for me. I have to be in harmony with what I want. And what I want is to be at a certain level of what I'm doing. So I have to love everything about what I'm doing, including the big money that I make, in order for me to create that. Okay. We use money to give and take away using our power of love. Well, I'm going to use our power of love to create this, which is not a true feeling of love. It's a manipulation of love. So I'm going to do this because Dee said I needed to love this in order to get it. That's not what we're talking about. We also use money as I can't be in power because I don't have it, or I can't be in power because I do have it and I don't want to be the powerful people that do have it, so therefore I won't have it. Or if you grew up in a family with money, and because of the money, you felt slighted. You felt like you weren't given attention. There wasn't enough time. Money, whether money caused problems for you or not, it takes you out of your gratitude of money, of your love for money. I mean, how many people get up every day and go, oh my God, thank you, universe, and thank you to myself. I love all this money that's coming into me. I love it. Give me some more. That's gratitude for money. But how many of us can feel that deep little place where we pull back and go, oh, are you sure that's okay? So they wanted us to come together, the channel, and claim that around loving money, okay, first we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light and claiming all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. Everywhere I exist in any time, space, dimension now, I integrate in my energy, all of me's existing everywhere into the love of money. Now, that means in the highest way. You can say into the love of creation, because money is just another way that energy expresses itself as creation. Okay. If all of you is not integrated around the love of money, what can happen is that you will watch what you want being created somewhere else. So you're helping create it. You're just, there's part of you not on board going, it's okay if it's created here. All right. They then took me to core belief number 3, which is I don't think I have enough energy to do this, and it was changed to I don't think I am the energy that creates this. Therefore, I resent all energy that can, and that does not allow resigive to take place. So let's go over resigive really quickly. Resigive is a word that I created, meaning receiving and giving in the same moment. You receive and you give in the same moment. So every time you give, you are allowing if you are allowing all of that to be returned to you, expressed in abundance, in a variety of different ways that the universe will surprise you with. But you have to know that you are the energy that is creating this. You know, I had a client say to me a week ago, well, everybody I know can create money, but I can't. Well, that's how you express the thought, I don't, or the belief, I don't think I am the energy that creates this. Okay? And I'm hearing in my mind people going, well, I've never been able to create it. Well, we don't care what you've been able to create before. You know you can't, go back to the four cornerstones, you can't create if you're not in the present moment. And what you've created before was limited by your belief system. So we have to move into, right, the moment of now. Okay, so around all this, we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light. I encourage all of you to use that often. You will begin to feel the energy shift. It's very subtle, and you'll feel it. So again, the webinar is November 4th from 7 to 9 Pacific time. If you're just joining us for the first time today, you want to press 1 if you'd like to get into the lineup to speak with the channel. It's important we know at the beginning of the show. And if you're joining us for the first time, you found a gold mine community here. We bring in the highest truth, the latest truth, the highest discernment and understanding. We're over kidding ourselves. We're over being victims. We're here to empower ourselves, move on, and create the lives we want. And before I go to the callers, I just want to tell everybody again, thank you. Thank you for making my dream come true. Bupalapaloo is going to all ends of the earth. We've shipped to Canada. We've shipped to New Zealand. We've shipped to Australia. We've shipped to Japan and all over the United States. My little bear is already doing exactly what we're talking about, going out and helping people of all ages. We've got orders for preteen girls and young kids and preschools and, you know, people really are getting, wow, what a great Christmas gift, birthday gift, whatever this will be. So I'm actually, it's going so well, I'm getting ready to order the next round of bears, which was made possible by many of you that participated in the Kickstarter project. So it's incredibly exciting to see your dream manifest. And was it a hell of a lot of work? You bet. But when you're doing what you love and what you believe in, nothing's work. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for any child or any inner child that you know that would benefit from loving themselves more, go to BuppaBear.com. Buppa, B-U-P-P-A. BuppaBear.com. Oh, I just laugh with glee around all of it. All right, if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now. Yeah, boy, it was almost a no, but I can go to the callers. All right, I'm going to start with Jeannie. All right, baby, there you are.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, my love to you. The bears arrived at the kids yesterday, but I'm sure they didn't have time to put in the batteries and stuff yet. So
great,
I'll
Jeannie.
Send
well,
you a report.
Yeah, and get me some pictures if they want to go up with their bears on Facebook. I'd love to do that with them.
Well, I will try. It's very hard because Joey works full time, and so does the dad. But we'll see what we can do. And I have a question.
Okay, good.
I was awakened this morning with humongous gold flecks falling into me. and nobody is telling me what it's about. I'm getting smiles. I feel.
Are these physical gold flecks? Or it, you awoke with.
With these coming into me, that woke me up.
Well, and what are we invoking?
Everything.
The golden light.
That's right.
Okay. And the golden light and the violet flame guys are used to come in and think of them as soap that come in and they really wash and cleanse anything that's not in harmony with your highest intentions of being love, being the creator. Their job is to come in and balance and take away anything that's conflicting within you and turn it back into light so it can be used for your creation.
Okay, that explains the nausea and the unsteadiness today.
Because
I'm weaving from it.
Well, a little bit because you're fighting it, Jeannie. And they want to give you, there's one thing that you just, okay, well, that was clear. All righty, and this is for all of us. We just, and this is our huge opportunity right now in this moment to choose to give up our victimness in every way.
So, I just choose.
Choose to give up. There's that little part within all of us that go, yeah, but. I can't be, I'm not, my own creator. And I can't create the health I want, the money I want, the relationship I want, the home I want. So, again, now we're expressly, with that intention, invoking the violet flame and the golden light. You know, we are ready to transmute this back into our power. And we know that love for our bodies, love for that house, love for money, love for our relationships is the highest thing we create with. So anything that is victim-y or heavy or fearful is out of alignment and harmony with love, right?
Right.
Okay. So I am the frequency of love. I am the creation of love. I am love. I am love. That's the highest for you.
Thank you.
Yep. Hold on. Is there any? No, that's it.
And I also got a graduate student film
at
NYU. I was put up for this part by one of the heads of casting of ABC. And you want to know what the part is?
Yeah.
A crazy psychic.
Uh-huh.
A senior.
Well, you'll be able to play that well, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Look, one of the most delicious parts I ever did was this crazy southern, you know, whacked out black magic card reader.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I used the pendulum. I used everything I knew, and I said, well, you know, this is an acting part. This is going to be fun. This doesn't have anything to do with the positive light that I am.
Right.
Right. But we know so well what our light is that we're able to play the other side of it, too.
Right. And they'll be shooting on the weekends, so there are two weekends I won't be with you whenever they
arrange the date. Dare them. Well, I'm sure you'll pick it up on
iTunes. It's called Shady Pines. They stole the title, and it's all about crazy seniors fighting over the room of someone who died.
Wow. I get that there's nowhere to go with that, nothing we have to do with that.
No.
Just go celebrate it and have a good time.
Thank you, my dear.
Thanks for calling.
And my dear love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love those parts. Okay, Rose in California, what's up?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm not sure where to start. It's about my career. I'm trying to decide what I want to do next.
Okay, well, what do you love?
Well, right now I'm most passionate about dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. I love those little furry creatures. Okay, then they're suggesting that you look toward that and all the opportunities that you might be able to create around dogs. Walking dogs, sitting dogs, working at a vet, intuitive dog work, you know, with animals. Start looking. That's your key in, Rose. Because
okay.
you're fighting yourself a little bit because your mind keeps going, what can I do to make money?
Yeah.
Instead of what can I do that I really, really love and allow the money to come through that.
Yeah, because right now I'm very unhappy with my work situation.
Uh-huh. That will not create... That unhappiness is not going to create a new work situation. Do you understand? This is exactly what I was talking about the first part of the hour. Is you have to get yourself back to that place of love.
Okay. So how... Like, in this particular situation, how would I,
okay, you start by looking at everything, and it's a choice. There's got to be some things at your work situation that you love. Some people that you love, one person that you love, one task that you love, and start focusing on that.
Okay.
Okay. And feel into your love for dogs and start looking. But love wherever you're at right now in order to create the place you want to get to. I know it's an oxymoron. It doesn't make sense to our brain. But that's the way it works, is you've got to light up those synapses in your brain around love, and then the recidive happens. See, otherwise the world is going, well, all I'm getting from her are mixed messages, mostly about how much she hates where she is. So I can't give back to her the love of what she wants because that's not where her focus is. Do you understand?
Yeah, but I always thought, like, if you're not happy with the situation, I guess I... Like, okay, I'll apply it to my work situation that I have to look for another job.
Yes, but
career.
The animal wants you to know it's fine to look for another job, but love the job you have while you're doing that.
Okay.
In any way you can. You want to hold yourself in the frequency of love.
Yeah, because what I thought I would do is look for another job within my field, and then once I'm happy with that job or happier, then I would start trying to figure out something I can do with dogs.
Well, the challenge that lies within that is you automatically go, I hate this job, so I'm probably not going to like much of anything else around this place, but I have to make money, so I'm going to go create something else that I'm probably not going to love so I can finally get to working with the dogs. So, again, if you're going to do that, the first thing you have to do is bring yourself in alignment and choice with working where you're at. And they're saying you might start volunteering some places just so you can be around dogs because it's going to give you a lot of joy.
Okay.
See, do you see how you're fighting the information that I'm giving you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Well, and it's that very thing that's keeping you stuck.
Because I think the way I see it is my work situation is so bad that I think if I moved on to something else, even in my field, it would be better.
That's fine. I'm not saying, nobody's saying don't do that. But what we're saying is be very aware and conscious of holding yourself and being in harmony with love while you do that.
Yeah.
And go work with dogs too.
Okay.
It's going to give you a lot of joy, which is going to make the other position even more joyful. But to look at that as the better of two evils, moving, right? It's not really what I want to do, but it's what I have to do right now because I don't feel secure if I don't do it. You know, if you do it from the best of both evils, it's not going to create as much for you, honey, as if you go, okay, I'm going to find something in this line of work that I love, and I'm going to choose to love it. And I'm going to put that intention out right now. I'm going to allow me to know that there's a position within what I do that I can love right now. It's going to create everything faster for you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So I need to say that in addition.
You need to feel it, Rose.
Feel it.
It's not
feel
about
it.
Saying it. You need to find your love place and feel into love and take that into anything you want to create.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to listen
simple.
To it again.
It's simple, but your mind is fighting it. You can feel that. So just tell your mind, I don't need to hear from you. I'm just going to do it. You got nothing to lose, Rose. You're miserable now.
Great.
Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Reva, what's up, dude?
Good morning. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will tell you right now how much I am loving me, enjoying this Southern California cool morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's so
it's kind of rainy out here, everybody. It's the first cool break we've gotten in months.
Yes, it's wonderful. And I'm calling because when you and I had a conversation a few days ago, you said, would you please call in and talk about that?
Yep.
So I am, and it revolves around the program friend who decided to take leave last Saturday by shooting herself. And what is the opportunity from something that we call tragedy? And when we talked, I said, you know, at the end of every show, when you say, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because that's what it's all about. If this person had realized that she had within herself the kind of love that she put out into the world, she would possibly not have gone the way she went. And then what came up this morning was what you've already discussed around the Ressa gift, because this person just gave and gave and gave and didn't allow herself to receive.
Yeah, and she didn't give to herself, Reva.
Right, right.
She didn't give love to herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what Papalopoulou, that's exactly what his quest in the world is. I mean,
yeah.
I've shared with you guys many times that conversation I had with my brother when I told him, you know, just because you're here, just because you're here, you've changed my world. Just because you're here, not what you've done. And when I hung up, the channel said, when you can look yourself in the mirror and go, just because you're here, I love you, then you'll know you've arrived. And it's been a journey learning that for me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. As you know, my dad committed suicide, which is why, you know, Reva kind of called to go give me a little perspective on this because you've been through it. And my answer to Reva was, tell your friends that were there that she left behind that they're going to feel guilty and they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the horrible thing about suicide. It's really the final screw you to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free, and we're left with the challenge of loving ourselves.
Yes.
Interestingly enough.
Yes. And then this morning when I thought, well, I wanted to blend even before you started talking about it, the recitative with the love yourself, when you opened the show, I thought, how many people go, Dee, I'll accept those things for myself as who I am?
Yeah.
Or do we poo-poo those? Oh, I'm not sexy. I'm not wonderful.
Almost everybody the channel says.
Yeah. So, guys, here's my call to action for all of you. Dee opens the show and closes the show with calls to action, basically, for you to know how wonderful you are and that you matter, and then to love yourselves because you're here. And everything in between is just the thread of what goes on as far as life on life's terms. But
yep.
Know you're wonderful and love yourself.
Indeed. Well said, Reva. Thank you for remembering to come on the show and share that, because I don't really know what's going on. Many people are taking themselves out now.
Yep.
I had 4 calls, not just from clients, but from people I knew or people I knew who knew somebody. 4 people and young people who
yep.
committed suicide just last week. There's
yep.
too much pressure on us, guys, and there's way too much pressure on our young people. We are not loving ourselves for who we are. We are judging ourselves for what we haven't done.
Perfect.
Or what we have done.
Yep.
In different cases. So accept who you are. Accept that everything that you've been and done and happened to you has been to bring you to this moment of understanding and clarity that it's all about the love for yourself. Okay, and the love for other energy, and then our self-esteem and all that other stuff will fall into place. Thanks, Reva. Bless you.
And
sweetheart.
I love me loving you. Have a good one, everybody.
Beautiful. Bye-bye. I love me loving you. I love that. Hey, Lynn, we haven't talked in a while. What's up?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from work at the moment, so I'm going to step outside for a second. Yeah, I know. I'm so glad about the money stuff, because that's exactly what I was calling about. And then also, it feels
well,
like
okay.
it's surrounding.
Well, okay, you don't love money right now.
I don't?
Nope.
Okay.
You want it. You want it, and you want more of it, and so you resent the fact that it's not there. Is that true?
Yeah. I didn't think so. I thought I've always loved money, and I've always, like, appreciated abundance. And but maybe it ties into, like, because
not
that will
not from your own creation.
Yeah,
you
that's
love
what I was
money.
Just gonna say.
Yeah, you love money when other people can create it for you, which is part of what we were talking about in the. Anybody that tuned in, if you didn't hear the first hour of the show, you want to go back and listen to it. So when I say you know that you're your own creator, they say sort of, kind of.
Okay.
So I think you've got to feel into, that's the highest word, yes, you have to feel into deserving to create this for yourself.
No matter how it comes in. I feel like I'm, like, getting too specific, like, on a show, in acting, in, because I can't work any more hours at 2 jobs, you know, like.
Well, yeah, nor should it be about that. Making money should be easy. It shouldn't be about killing ourselves.
Exactly. Okay. And I feel like I've been waking up every day loving and appreciating my jobs, thinking of all the aspects of each one that I love, thinking that I'm allowing this abundance to flow in, but I
yeah,
guess
but
you're right.
You don't appreciate all the hours you have to work.
Meaning I should appreciate those, or that's not the
sure.
point?
You should appreciate and love everything, and then go, I appreciate all these hours because it's bringing me the money and the abundance I want, and now I want to create that money in abundance and work less hours.
Okay.
How can I do that? See, but by not loving the hours that you're working at isn't going to create you being able to work for less hours and make good money, because all the focus is on not loving the hours that you're at and the victimness of having to work too many hours.
Wow, I thought I was out of that cycle. And
well,
actually you're appreciating
it. All right, let me take a moment, because I've heard that now several times this week, even from myself. And what I want all of you to know is your biggest thing that you've been working through, you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when stuff, that the core stuff comes up, when we're ready to break through another barrier, and they're showing me, you know, like a spaceship, we're breaking through into expanding into our space travel of ourselves, right?
Huh.
So again, look at it as a positive.
Okay.
Look at it as, oh my God, here it is again. I know this pattern well. Yippee. This is an opportunity. See, what's going on, everybody, is we know it and we understand it, but we haven't really realized how we're living it or not living it, as the case
yeah.
may be.
And it's reminding me how when I have a day off, all I do is sabotage myself. Like, instead of, like, having a drink, I just overeat. Like, I have, because I'm so exhausted and I'm working so hard. So even though I think I'm thinking the thoughts, I'm not actually...
That's right.
Behaving in a way of
that's
being
right. You
gratitude.
Nailed it right there. I want everybody to hear what she said. She's not behaving and thinking and treating herself.
Right.
And that's walking the talk. So if you're not walking your talk in every way, then you want to start looking at that and turning that around. That's where we're at right now. We know it. We've learned it. We've read it. We've studied it. Now we got to get kind of tough love with ourselves as the love for ourselves and go, okay, how now do I turn this around into action that supports what I've learned? It's just moving into more awareness, you know. Because that certainly, going back to the four cornerstones, doing that on your day off, is that love for yourself?
No.
Is that living in the present moment of creation?
No, not of creation.
Not at all. Is that remembering that you're your own creator?
Mm-mm.
Well, it is if you're conscious, because then you can stand there and go, wow, I'm my own creator, and right now in this moment, I'm creating exactly what I don't want.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Okay? Good.
Okay.
This is great
thank
for
you.
Everybody, Lynn. Yeah, thank you. Just joyfully love yourself into more and more and more conscious living, which means choice of choosing every thought and perspective and action that loves yourself more. You think I say that at the end without it meaning anything? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like it's going to turn around really quick.
In the snap of a finger, it turns around.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You know, once you live it and be in harmony with that vibration, Lynn, you've come so far, honey. You can see how far you've come in your own
yeah.
freedom. Be joyful yeah. in that. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, darling. Everybody, take a moment right now and let's just feel into the joy of how far we've come, of how more powerful we were than 3 years ago, even a year ago, they're saying. Celebrate the journey that you've taken. Okay? And we're going to Sarah in South Carolina. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Sarah.
I haven't talked to you in forever.
How you been?
I have been really well.
Why does my pendulum go to no?
Oh.
Because let me act back to you.
Okay.
I have been really well. Now, what does that say to you if I said that to you? Was the energy behind that I'm really well?
It didn't sound really enthusiastic.
You bet.
Reflected
you bet.
It back to me.
It didn't go, oh, my God, Dee, I am so good. I'm really well. I'm really well. So the first thing they want to address with you, Ms. Sarah, is that you are really well and you just won't let yourself acknowledge it all the way.
Oh.
So, again, how can the universe play recipe with you if it's looking at you like a loving partner going, wow, she says she's really well in this relationship, but energetically, she ain't owning that. So what do I give back to her? I have to match that. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And that's been in my thoughts because I have been working with some physical health things and just being in balance and constantly reminding myself all is good, you know, all is good. And
okay, they want to know why you don't like your body.
Oh, why I don't like my body. Because I have put on a lot of, my body's changed a lot over the last few years, my physical body, and I know that there are certain
Sarah, certain things
that are going to change at this
Sarah,
point.
Sarah, you started to say you put on a lot of weight, right?
Yeah, it's not about just weight, though, so that's why I changed it.
Yeah, but you're kidding yourself because they're saying you're judging your body and you're not liking your body because you put on a lot of weight. So now they want to get to why did you put on the weight? And it's all about protection. Now, none of these things that we're talking about are around love. They're around protecting yourself from love. But why would you have to protect yourself from love? Because that is the core issue of all the health things, all the health things that you're dealing with. Why do you need to protect yourself, and what does it have to do with your dad?
What does it have to do with what?
Your dad.
Oh. My dad is I'm not sure what the answer to that is. My dad is no longer living.
Go to your little girl. Why did you have to protect yourself from your dad when you were little?
He was my sole parent after the age of 10. Before that, he was more of the disciplinarian, I guess.
Yes. Okay.
And had high expectations, fairly strict, I guess, would be.
Uh-huh. Okay. They want you to know that you resent the fact that you had to be, well, that's the highest word, perfect, and walk this perfect little line in order to love yourself, because loving yourself meant love from him. So you're not letting yourself love yourself because you think that is tied in with being perfect, and your middle finger is up around being perfect. So
That is so true. That is so all encompasses so much.
Okay. So they want to invite you to invite yourself to go, I'm going to allow myself to love myself absolutely, totally, just the way I am. Because you're literally making yourself imperfect in your health, so that you can love yourself, because you don't want to love yourself while you're perfect because it has a really negative connotation. So you have to give yourself permission to love yourself just the way you are right now. And then take steps for yourself, not around being perfect, but around loving yourself into the health that you are choosing for yourself. That it's gotten confused with being perfect. Being healthy and being perfect are not the same thing. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm really taking this in. And I'll listen to it again for sure.
Yeah. In other words, you're sabotaging yourself to get back at the belief that you got from your father that the only way you get love is if you're perfect, and that pisses you off and you're not going to do it.
And I can say that so is a part of...
I'm going to love myself just because I want to love myself. Thanks very much. I'm letting go of that other belief.
Yeah, I can say that's very part, much a part of my relationships in my adult life.
Good. So your awareness has opened up now. And, you know, guys, again, if you would go back to the four cornerstones, you would realize a lot about what is running you around your issues. They didn't give that to us just to bring in for, you know, a month and then everybody forget to use it. You got to use the tools. Okay? So
yeah.
That's everything, Miss Sarah. Thank you, darling. It was great to talk to you again, honey.
That's huge, Dee, and I really didn't know what I was calling about, and you went to write to something really important for my life. I really, really appreciate it, and love you so much. I'm really excited to order and get my buckle-up-a-loo and all those things in my life.
Hey,
so.
You know, as an adult, I use buckle-up-a-loo a lot, and I just, when I'm stuck in a moment and I press that paw, and it's like picking up an affirmation book. It's like, for me, it's always exactly what I need to hear at that moment, and it shifts me back. So my little child is enjoying it a lot.
I want to share with you, too, that's great with buckle-up-a-loo, and I also feel that way because I mean, even though we haven't talked in forever, I listen to your shows religiously, usually in archives, not live, so I get that always.
Well,
also,
we're glad you called in today so that you could bring this in front of everybody because everybody needed to hear this, Sarah. Thanks, darling. Much love. Oh, love you too. And Phyllis? Hi, sweetheart.
Oh,
we got 5 minutes.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Dean. No, I just called to say, hey, love you. I took that leap and quit my job, and I'm up here in Santa Barbara on a 2-week retreat, and we just finished the first week, and it's just like, I mean, it's just, yeah, I did it, you know?
You did it, and you sound really joyful about it.
Oh, yeah, and I'm getting to spend, you know, 2 weeks with about, you know, 25 people and just this whole process of this retreat and really spending time getting to know people, and it's just like everybody's heart is just open, you know. We have the day off today, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just excited about the next step, and I really getting to feel my age here, too, as a good thing, like, you know, I got in a hot tub with all these young people. Like, Phyllis is so cool. I'm like, really? I'm just like, you know. Like, I wish my mom was
really
like you. You know, it's like.
You know,
so it's
next
like
time, just go, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well,
claim it. Allow it, baby. Because
you're
a great creator, Phyllis. You know? And the highest word for you is trust. You just, you know, live in the trust of who you are now. Okay.
Yeah, but thank
you.
You're
awesome.
Love you.
All right, love you too, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jay, I'm going to take you, but you got to talk fast.
Hey, thanks so much, Dee. Uh-huh. I'm talking fast. Hey, how are you doing? Great show again.
Thank you.
Hey, my question is regarding, I'm thinking about taking a 7-month course on just learning about different aspects of, you know, relationships and other stuff. Basically, a yoga course from one of my really good teachers. I just wonder what the channels are saying about that. It's a real in-depth course.
Well, so, what they're saying is, if you're called to it and you love it and it excites you, then do it. But when I say love, it gives me my maybe. So, okay, that's it. That's the highest thing. Yeah, they're going, so it's an in-depth course. That takes the joy out of it for you. So if you're going to do it with the choice of a lot of joy, that this is going to be awesome. It's so in-depth that, you know, we're going to get down beneath all the stuff that I already know, and I'm going to get more insight to me and more insight into how I can create more love and joy and relationships in the world. And can you feel the difference in when I talk about it like that, the difference of the feeling from, well, yeah, and it's really in depth and it goes on for 7 months? And Jay, are you there?
I'm still here and just listening, because it's yoga is a part of it. So yeah, the learning aspect is going to be great. I just wonder about the yoga part of it for myself physically, because it's got a lot of yoga stuff in it.
Okay, and what they're saying is, you do whatever you can do.
Mm.
Love yourself. See, you're putting pressure on yourself already. Because when I say you don't like yoga, it goes to no. You're okay with yoga, but it doesn't really stoke your boat.
Yeah, well, it's going to be physical work, too. But it's going to be physical work, so, but...
So what about the physical work makes you drop out of joy?
Oh, just because I don't know the poses that much.
Okay. So if I said, I'm never going to be an actor because I don't know how to do it, even though that's all I want to do, and it's going to take me the rest of my life and blah, 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 what would you say to me?
I say,
if you want to do it, go learn it.
Go learn it, yeah. Okay.
You know, but you go into judgment, which puts you into fear, Jay, and just say up front, just say to your teacher, I don't know that much yoga. I'm not advanced. It's not the part that really rocks my boat. But because it's a part of this, I'm going to participate as much as I can.
Okay.
See, that gets you off the hook and makes you not guilty for, quote-unquote, not being as good as everybody else. Mm. That's where your concern is in the yoga place. And you're not... That shouldn't be your intention of going in. Your intention should only be to expand yourself and find out more about yourself. So what do I get to find out about yoga and me within yoga, even if it's, I don't like it so much, and that's okay. You couldn't pay me to do yoga. I'm sorry, guys. You could not. I tried it. I gave it my best shot. It's mm-hmm. just too damn slow for me. Give me a dance class. That's my, you know. But
yeah.
It's, you got to be okay with that and what works for you, sweetheart. Do you understand?
Okay. I understand.
I don't get that there's anything higher. It's just loving yourself enough to go, okay, well, this part of me, not so much. And I'm okay with that. All right?
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Love you. Take care.
I love you, too. I love all of you. I almost got through everybody. Okay, as Reva pointed out, let's all join together and really understand what we're saying here. Okay? Until we meet again, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself more and more and more and more, because I know that's what it's all about. Bubba and I say, and we love you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.